Thanks for calling Smith Premier Home Repair.
Hi there, this is Moises calling you back.
Oh, how are you doing?
Good. So you ready for this interview?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm about 5 minutes away from my house, and so I'll be at a computer in 5 minutes too. So, but we can probably handle the other stuff right now, can't we?
Right, absolutely. There's no actually a need of being in front of the computer. Maybe not. But in the meantime, I do want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. As you know, the purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So the first thing will be verifying all the business information. The second thing is we'll discuss relevant keywords of services that you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps. But the first thing, let's select a security question for your business. Now, this security question is for your own protection. So at any time that you call to request any major changes to your account, then this question may be asked by any of our representatives.
I did that.
Have you finished up already? Oh, okay. What was the answer?
Gibson.
Gibson for the mother's maiden. Okay. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
All right. Now, the next step is to go ahead and verify all the business information to make sure that it's correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes.
Mm-hmm.
So your business name is Smith Premier Home Repairs. Correct.
Repair.
Right. With is that without an S or with the S?
With an S.
Okay. Now, the address that I have on here is 8257 Lee Street. I'm sorry, Lee Court.
Correct.
That's Mason, Ohio, 45040.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Smith Premier Home Repair. It's without an S. I'm sorry.
Without an S. Okay. That's very important.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to make sure I had to check my door.
Okay. It happens. Wow. All right. Now, the address, is it a home address or an office location?
I'm small business. It's a home.
It is a home. Okay. But are you able to receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, the phone number that your clients will call you at is going to be 513-608-6444.
Correct.
Right, okay. Unless you actually opt for our call tracking feature, if you like.
Yeah. Actually, she said that was included in the price.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it is something that comes
okay.
into the
package. I did tell her I wanted that. Now, does that change my number?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to explain to you what it is.
Okay.
What basically that is, it would allow you to track and manage all calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is create a different phone number with a local area code and post it online. That way we can filter out any type of scam calls or telemarketers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but all the calls are still going to be directed to your number ending in 6444.
Okay,
so we're going to create that. We're going to place it everywhere online, including the most important websites such as Facebook and Google. So we ask you to please not remove it, but if you need to do so, all you have to do is let us know, so that way we can keep everything consistent.
Yeah.
Now, how about a professional voice recording to introduce your business?
Is that part of the deal?
It is not. It has a small fee, a one-time cost of $39. So what we basically do is hire a male or a female professional voice that can record a message. It could be your own message, or it could be a message that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Smith Premier Home Repair. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer, or press 2 if you're an existing customer. Of course, that would be with a different voice.
Mm-hmm. And that's just one flat fee of $39.99 or something, you said?
Yeah, $39.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we'll go for that. And
I would like a lady's voice.
A lady, okay. And what message would you like for us to record? Did that very first one I said it was okay, or you want to make it your own?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. Now, I'm creating the website for you. We are going to purchase a domain name that is specific to your business name or a geo-targeted one. I do want to inform you that, you know, in the future, if you were to cancel services with us, then you can still, you know, keep this domain name for a price of $99. That is if you were to cancel services in the future.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah, she told me that.
Okay. So let's go ahead and
to purchase it now, or you want me just to purchase it now, or?
No, there's.
Okay.
The word purchase doesn't mean you are actually going to purchase anything. It's just like we're going to go ahead and search the one that's available. That could be, you know, specific to your business name. I'm assuming the most common one for you would be just like your business name, right?
Yeah, right.
Smith Premier Home Repair. Let's see. Yeah, we can make it Smith Premier Home Repairs. Actually has an S. Let's take that S off. So I found smithpremierhomerepair.com. That sounds good. Okay. Perfect.
Excellent.
Now, would you like the ability to process your customers' payments, such as PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, debit cards, all of those directly to your website?
Yeah.
No, okay, no problem. Now, let me tell you that in order to make that possible, we will need a couple of things from you. The first thing is to make sure that, you know, you have a business PayPal account and not a personal account, but and then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. But don't worry, it's super simple. I'll just send you the steps on how to do it. But remember, we cannot complete this without your help. So as soon as you have this information, reply to our emails.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to tell you.
Do you send me an email? Do you send me an email to make a PayPal and Venmo business one?
Right. We're going to send you the instructions, not at this time, but maybe towards the end of this call. You'll be getting a whole bunch of emails. I'll explain to you all those emails that you'll be getting. Now, I wanted to ask you if you ever heard of Google Workspace.
No.
Okay, not a problem. I can quickly explain what it is. Obviously, it's a Google product for emails, documents, and calendars. So with your new website domain, you'll get the email that matches your domain, or, you know, instant credibility, plus all the productivity and communication tools that Google is known for, it's definitely going to be a great step towards branding your company. With this, you'll get enough cloud storage. That way you can store invoices or photos of your past work with just one click of any of a button on any device that you have. It would also offer you enhanced data security for your protection, and it also gives you the ability to easily work with your team by sharing a drive and documents for a more efficient connection.
Okay.
Would this be a product that you would be interested in adding to this package?
How much is it?
Right now, it's a special of $99 just to set it up. And then all you have to pay is $19 a month.
Ooh.
Just 19. Yep.
Yeah. And what all does that do?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Say what that does again.
Well, basically, you get it's a great tool. It's a Google product actually. That you can create emails, documents, calendars, to provide to your team members once your company grows. It will give you.
I know what you're talking about. Not right now.
Yeah. No problem. Okay. You can always decide that in the near future.
Yeah. Right.
Now, your email address that we have here is rsmith110668@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just please check your email often, as we'll be sending you updates directly to that email. Okay. Now, the next thing that we are going for are the keywords. As you know, keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. Now, I did some research, and I found some keywords that are most relevant to your business. So those keywords I found were remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, house remodeling, basement remodeling, hardwood flooring, home additions, remodeling company, room additions, house renovations, home renovations, new home builder. Are there any other services that I did not mention that you maybe want to add?
I want to take some off.
Okay, you can do that as well.
Yeah, anything to do with additions? No.
Okay, no problem. Let me take those out. Anything that you want to do with additions has to go. No problem. So, that was room additions taken out. House additions. What about new home builder?
No.
No, okay. Home renovation is good. Yeah.
Renovations.
Okay.
Yeah, when you say hardwood flooring, I don't do hardwood. I do like Pergo and LVP. So I would want that to be just flooring.
Flooring, okay. Yeah, what I just did. No problem.
So, a hardwood, I just recommend somebody. I don't do it.
Yeah. We'll leave it as a flooring. Either way, I'll send you an email with all those keywords that I just went over. If you think of any others that you want to add or take out, you can always reply to that email so we can make the proper adjustments.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, go ahead.
Send them to to that email?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, you're good.
Perfect. So now the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business. That way we can get a better idea on how we're going to market you online. So is there anything unique about your business? You know, anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Cheaper.
Cheaper? Okay. That's price.
Trustworthy. Okay. I've been doing it for over 30 years.
Doesn't worry, okay.
I haven't ran a business like this because I had another job that I retired from. But I know if you could help me out with that, because you probably deal with people like me maybe that.
Help you with some additional things? Okay. Yeah. Here, free estimates. Do you provide free estimates?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you consider this to be a family-owned business or maybe a locally-owned business?
Family or locally-owned, Aaron, we consider it a business.
I like family.
Family, okay, we'll keep that family owned business. Affordable, right? We can keep affordable. Competitive prices. What about any warranties? Do you offer any warranties?
No.
No warranties. Okay. What about any special discounts that you may offer?
Do you have to, like vets or senior citizens, 10% off?
Okay. For senior citizens. Okay, I think we did a pretty good job on that part. Do you have a mission statement? A good example of one would be, let's say, our mission is to provide the best quality at affordable prices.
Yeah, the best experienced quality at affordable, customer-friendly pricing. That sound a little better?
Okay, let me hear that one more time.
The best experienced quality service at customer-friendly pricing.
Okay, so just to confirm, for our mission statement, we can say our mission is to provide the best experience, quality service at customer friendly pricing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you? If it don't, tell me.
Let me see if I'm going to get any corrections here, any suggestions. Yeah, actually, it's good. The only thing that it changed was our mission is to provide the best experience and quality service at customer-friendly pricing. So I have to add an and there.
Okay.
Now. All right, now, so for, let's hope you maybe have a tagline or slogan as well.
Like the tagline slogan, like, give me an example.
An example would be, my focus is customer satisfaction, or my focus is, you know, those slogan that, that big companies have, like, let's say, Allstate, you're in good hands, you know, that's a slogan.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say my slogan is, your happiness of the job is our number one goal.
Your happiness of the job?
Yeah.
What else? Is our number one goal.
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe put the number one, that number, number sign?
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, now, how many years have you been in business?
In business?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you could help me with that. Mm-hmm. I started a LLC, which Smith Premier Home Repair is a, what do you call that? A parent company of that, you know what I'm saying? Like Google,
right?
They probably own other companies as well that go under Google's the parent company, but they also might own like they might also own like Pringles, you know, like Walt Disney.
Right.
Multiple other companies. So my
Correct.
First parent company was R. and Smith Home. I forget the name of it. And the only thing, and I've had that since 2008. So when I started full time in Smith Premier Home Repair, even though it's still under the same umbrella of my first LLC, was 2.5 years ago. But I've been doing business and other smaller jobs for people since 2008.
Okay. So we can put in business since 2008, and then a total of 30 years of experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. I've been doing this stuff since I was 14 years old. I'm just telling you.
That's a while.
It's a long
14.
Time.
Oh no, that's a lot of skills you must have. But I must think that at 14, like what kind of things would you do? Like, would you paint as well?
Oh, yeah, like I would work with a contractor when I was a kid, and I'd lay block and brick and...
Oh, wow.
Hard
work.
Yeah, and I was a kid.
My stepdad took me to do some, you know, remodeling and things like that when I was 14 or 15. But he would put me to do little things, you know, for kids.
Yeah,
I wanted to go like the big guys, you know?
Yeah. And I thought I was cool hanging out with the 20, 30 year old. You know, I thought I was a badass. I wanted to be one of them, you know?
Right.
And college didn't work out for me. I was passing, but I took a full-time job at AK Steel. In 1990, I made $47,000. And 30 years later... 90?
That was a lot of money for that year.
Ohio, that was a lot of money. So I worked 30 years there. At the same time, I bought rental property and flipped houses. It was always like that. So when I retired the exact day of 30 years, this is what I do full time, and I like it.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Do you have a number of employees that work for this company?
Right now, like when you say employ, I don't want to. I mean, I have guys that work for me, you know.
But can we put one then?
Is that going to be on the website?
Yeah. It could be one for yourself, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
So, like I own the business, my wife owns the business, there's two. She works for me. And I have another guy that works for me, and another guy works half time, so I got about four.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. So this business is mostly concentrated in Mason, Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So are there any other cities that you would like to target?
Oh, yeah, Milford.
Let me take notes of that. So what was the city again?
Milford, Ohio.
Milford, okay.
Loveland, Ohio.
Loveland, okay.
Westchester, Ohio.
Westchester, okay.
Kings, Ohio.
You say Pine, Ohio?
Kings.
Kings. You go all the way to Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Okay.
Just want to make sure I get them. Madeira?
Madeira, okay.
Okay. That's enough. That's nothing.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Lebanon. Make sure to put Lebanon in there.
Lebanon?
Yeah. Okay. Lebanon. Lebanon.
Got it. And how about targeting a mile radius? Maybe would that be 30 miles all around it?
Yeah, 30 mile radius.
Okay. Let's put that here. Do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
You know, I kind of want to stay away from commercial, to be honest.
No,
I like the residential.
So do I. Are you licensed to do this?
I'm insured and bonded.
Insured, yes, okay.
I am considered a pipe fitter, welder, journeyman. But I don't do that work. I do that work for customers, but not so often.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, when you do addition, you have to go get a blueprint and stuff. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I don't do that. I just do flooring. You know what I'm saying? Kitchen, cabinet, painting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very lucrative.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, I know you mentioned your hours of operations. I just want to confirm those hours. Would that be Monday to Sunday, 9 to 9?
When you ask that question, and see, I work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but I take phone calls Monday through Sunday, 9, I would like it to be like 9 to 6. Or 9 to 9. Make it 9 to 9. I don't care if you call me at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm up.
So, what about providing the actual work? Only Monday through Friday, right?
Yes. 9 to 5, yeah. I spend time with my family on Saturday and Sunday, and no money out there that can pay
right.
enough.
Absolutely. I agree
yeah.
with you. That's
yeah.
One of the things
a
that
lot.
I need to start putting in practice myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or even for church on Sunday, whoever goes to church.
Okay. I go to church, brother.
That's good.
I put my shoes underneath my bed every night. You know why?
Why?
So I get down on my knees to get them every morning.
Wow. That's the best thing I ever heard.
Yeah. I never coined that, but I can tell you who did. That gives talks and inspirational speakers, you know.
Right.
He's a great man, Denzel Washington. You know this guy?
No, I have not. Definitely, check it out though.
He's a famous actor, Denzel Washington, black guy.
Ben
coined that
Washington, okay.
Yeah, he coined that phrase.
Very beautiful. I'm definitely going to share this with my wife today. All right. We're almost halfway, so let's go for the next question. Other than cash and checks, do you accept any other type of payments?
Yeah. Credit cards.
Credit cards. What about Venmo?
Venmo and Zelle.
Zelle, okay. And now, very important question. Do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
Do I have one?
Yeah, do you know if you have one?
No.
You do not, okay. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't worry. If you don't have one, we're going to create one for you, and
okay.
We're going to optimize it. Now, you will be receiving a postcard in about 5 to 7 days to that address that you gave me earlier. With this postcard, it will have a 6-digit PIN code. So whenever you get this postcard, give us a call or send us an email so that way we can verify you with Google as a legitimate business. You'll be able to enter the 6-digit PIN code from your dashboard once you received it, but you can also call us or text us with that code. Now, it is imperative for this optimization process with Google that we, you know, you start checking on your mail for this PV code 3 days after we send it, and then every day after,
yeah.
So when I tell you it does looks like junk mail, so please be careful, you know, when you're checking for this postcard, and warn whoever is also checking on this. So let us know the code immediately. We'll also be calling you on a regular basis to follow up with this code. So just be aware, you know, that you will need to answer our calls to that phone number on file. We want to appreciate your full cooperation with this, okay?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that'll come in the mail, correctly?
Right, it's a little postcard with 6 digits. It has to be done to in order to verify this business.
Yeah. And then, so would I have, you know, I have that email address, that Google email address. So would it be something similar to that, that you'll make for me that it'll be a business Google one? Is that what you're talking about?
Right. It's a Google business profile. You know, are you aware of what a Google business profile is?
No, but I can Google.
Right, basically that's what it is. When you Google, right, you got that, you got the answer. When you Google, right, you Google a business, right, to say you put Allstate, right, you put Allstate, it's gonna pop up right there. You know, the nearest Allstate is located here, they work from this time to this time, they provide this services, here's the website. You know, that's a Google business profile.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
right. So we're obviously going to hide your address, so don't worry about that. But it's just going to have the details about your business, you know, like the hours of operation, a few reviews that, you know, people may start adding, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very useful. Another thing that you have with on Google is to have the ability to display your business information with health and safety measures so that you and your customers can feel comfortable and safe given the COVID-19 circumstances. So let us know which one would you like to, you know, display it on your Google business profile. So you could put mask require or staff wears mask. You can put staff required to disinfect surfaces between visits. Or you can also put staff get temperature checks. So those are just a few examples. Please let us know if you have any other protocols, and we can go ahead and add them to your Google business profile to display to your customers.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that I have gathered all your information, I will be sending this to our provisioning team, and we have two options for you. The first option is to optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. But the second option is also to place your business into all public directories online, but as you know, many of which are known to fit directly to telemarketing campaigns. Now, we always suggest the first option since, you know, we're able to customize depending on what your business needs the most. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, how about a business Facebook page? Do you have one?
Yes.
Okay. Can you share with us admin access so we can optimize your page?
I got it right here, okay? So, I'm going to ask this question.
It was actually my daughter set mine up. You know? Okay, I'm on my Facebook page right now.
Mm-hmm.
What would you need to know?
Okay, here it is. Let's see.
It's under Smith Premier Home Repair.
Smith Home. You say Smith Premier Home Repair. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Give me 1 second.
Oh, it says a link to it.
Okay. So the best thing to get that done is that, again, towards the end of this call or at the end of the call, I'll send you an email on the instructions on how to do it. So when you get that email, just, you know, accept the admin request that we will send you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would make it a lot much easier.
Yeah.
All right.
This link says like HTTP, you know.
Right, right.
Back, and then it says facebook.com/ Smith Premier Home Repair.
Right. So like I said, I'm going to send you a...
email.
I'm going to send you an email with those instructions. It's super easy.
Okay.
So after we finish the call, I'll say wait around 10 minutes and you should have that. All right?
Yep.
Now, I'm sure you are familiar with Facebook Messenger as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure that is downloaded to your phone. As you know, it is a great application to communicate with customers, via this message alert. It would also give you the opportunity to respond and communicate with customers live via on the go. Now, so here's the list of emails that you should be getting from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. So please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, just let us know by replying to that email. The other email will be photos email. So if you have pictures of your completed work, we can use this for your Google business profile and website as well. You can add up to 20 pictures on this email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria, the meaning that, you know, they have good quality. If you have a logo, you can also send that as well. But in the meantime, we'll use high quality stock photos for this website. Now, if any of those images that you send us are low quality and we feel like won't best represent your business, then we'll use stock photos in the meantime. Now, keep in mind, there are general photos related to your industry. So if you see any photos that may not apply, let us know and we'll remove or replace them with other images. Keep in mind that all of our photos are copyright protected, so if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues or with these photos, let us know before answering any inquiries.
Yeah. Real quick.
Yes.
My business logo, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not sad with this stuff, okay? I don't have a very big vocabulary in how to do that. Jesse said that you could make one.
Okay. Definitely. I'm going to make a big note saying that you do have a logo, but you're not certified and you want a logo. So we'll go ahead and present that as well.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So that's two emails so far that I have mentioned. The other email that you will be receiving, it is an email with your login credentials to this, to your client dashboard. Now, this client dashboard will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere, you know, a tablet or a phone. With this client dashboard, we'll show you how many calls and how many clicks you are receiving. Also, what kind of keywords.
I watched your video.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Will you send me a username and password and then I can change it or do I generate my own? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you'll be getting in a few days from now. I know the email that you will get is the call tracking email, where you'll be able to see that phone number that we have chosen, for you to promote you, and also, you know, where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. So with this, you'll be able to track and manage your phone calls. You can block any unnecessary calls or manage any calls that will benefit your business. Okay, well, I'm almost done. The only thing I want to tell you is, you know, to kind of tell you a little more about the time frame and what to expect. You know, with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. So your Google Ads could be live 7 to 14 days, and we'll also submit your business information and the content that we created to directories. So we'll also optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. You know, that process I explained with the postcard and everything. So once that's done, you'll be able to, you know, see a maximum results in about 30 days, 30 to 45 days from now. So don't forget, you can always visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and even update content. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you more online presence. But it can also result in all type of service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam. So scam calls. So if you have any questions, give us a call before responding to any of those questionable requests. So I do want to confirm the items that we discussed today, such as the greeting.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Okay. My wife is owner of the business as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way, is it possible that she could have access, like if she wanted to ask a question or receive emails like I do, that she...
Yeah, absolutely. All she has to do is know the security question every time she calls.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It.
Do you need her email address?
We're going to concentrate in one email. Do you want to, you know, keep it as your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I'm with you then. Yeah, you're good. Okay.
All righty.
I think you should be able to log. Yeah, you know that business email you talked to me about?
No, Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
Oh, the business.
Is that going to be an email?
No, that one we, the one we chose the domain name?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
The
one I said, it would be smithpremierhomerepair.com.
Yeah, that won't be an email.
No, that will not be an email. That will be a web page.
Yeah, so why can't I just create another Google email, a business one myself, and have, no, you don't like what I'm saying, or?
Well, no. That was the whole purpose of Google Workspace. That would have made things much easier.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what
you're... That's $99
to set it up, plus then $19 every month thereafter. So $99 you will pay this month, and then $19.
Okay, let me just think about that, all right?
I sure. can always add. Could I add that like 3 months from now if I wanted it?
You could, of course.
Oh, okay. 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 All right.
No, no problem. I do want to also get your permission, authorization, that the way I can charge your car today for the $39 for that greeting that we discussed earlier.
Yep.
So do I have your authorization to process the car?
You need my credit card again?
No, I just need your authorization. So you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So far, this will conclude our interview. Want to thank you for your patience and taking the time to answer all those questions. Remember, you can always, always ask any questions you may have by calling us or emailing us. At the bottom of every email that we send you, you have that information for our contact options. Again, you can access any questions or add any other additional things to this package at any time.
That $39, what was that for? Can you say that
greeting?
One more time?
Yeah, it was that greeting. You showed a lady to record the message.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay, and the new phone number that I'm going to be getting?
Yeah, that's going to be in a few days from now.
Yeah. Now, if somebody calls that number, okay, it goes to my 608-6444 number.
It will go to the same number. Okay. No problem.
Okay. If somebody calls directly my 608-644 number, my number right now, it could still be a robo thing. I mean, it still could be a scam or whatever you call it. You know how that new number is supposed to filter out?
Yes, for scam calls and yeah.
Yeah, but if they can still call my regular number though, right?
They still can if they have that number, but what I'm saying is if you have your primary phone number, which is the one ending in 6444 online, there's a lot less chances for that to happen.
Okay, so that's what I want to ask you. As far as my business cards, this new number you're generating for me, should I probably put that on that business card?
Instead of my
primary, saying that it would be, I would know that that's a customer and not just.
I would think if you already have, business cards printed out, like the whole, bunch of them, then, it is no need to, get rid of those cards. It's just, like I said, that's just for that new number you will get is to place it online, right? That way you can, whoever calls, you'll be able to track those or filter out those telemarketers.
Okay.
Calls, but your phone is still going to ring, the same phone, 6444.
Yeah.
Like nobody, yeah.
I get
it's
that.
Just to help you out, filter out those unneeded calls.
I actually know that it's coming from my Google account.
Right. Okay.
Because it'll log in. Correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. No problem. All right, so that concluded our interview for today.
I say this sincerely. I've dealt with Home Advisory and some other businesses and networks. That was another one. And
networks,
yeah. Absolutely highly impressed with what you offer for the cost.
Right, absolutely. I agree with you, myself.
Very happy. I'm even going to go back on the site and leave I just gave you a 5 stars, but I'm going to actually write a reply. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much, sir.
Highly impressed.
My name is Moises, by the way.
What is it?
Moises, which is Moses.
Moses?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate everything. I'll wait for the other stuff.
You take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.